Craig Harrington, you're the Athletics Development Officer for Cork and MTU as part of Cork Sports Partnership. And Sunday morning coming in MTU sees a 5K race. I don't understand the letters of BHAA. You might have to explain that to me.
BHAA stands for, it's the Business Houses Athletic Association.
Okay.
So they organise road runs or cross-country runs all over the county all year round. And so
can I suggest this isn't a fun run? Is this for runners now, is it?
No, it's a bit of both. There's a massive social element to the BHAA, and there's always teas, coffees, sandwiches afterwards as well. Nice. And there's always spot prizes and everything, so you don't have to be at the front to win a prize in the BHAA race. Obviously, there is prizes for the first, second and third, and there's prizes for, I suppose, the best companies who record the best team score as well. There's an awful lot going on. In the last couple of years at the MTU run, we've had about 400 participants, so it's always very well received. And for the first year ever this year, the new MTU Sports Arena opened yesterday. That's where registration will happen, and that's where prize giving will happen afterwards.
But it's on the track, so is the run, is it?
Oh, it starts at the arena, so it's a road run. So it goes down along the Corheen River Walk, and there is one or two bits on main roads, but most of it's actually on the walkway behind MTU.
Yeah, it's a lovely walkway. So is it too late for people to be involved?
No, registration is on the morning, so there's registration from about 9 a.m. onwards. So yeah, no, definitely not too late to be involved.
Great. And the run then takes place?
That is Sunday morning with the gun going off at 11 a.m.
Nice one. That's the BHAA. I'm generally on the BHAA. Where's the further info?
So you'll get it on the BHAA website, our social media pages, or on the MTU staff. The MTU Staff Athletic Club are the one organising this particular run.
Gotcha.
So it's just a committee of voluntary, I suppose, people who are voluntary staff members who are interested in running. And also, for the first time this year, €1 from every entry will go to UNICEF. So that's the Turkish branch of UNICEF after the earthquake last week. Yes. So there's €1 from every one of the entries going towards that. There's a call out for anyone who has, runners or T-shirts or whatnot that are still in good condition. There'll be a desk set up for Haiti there as well.
Oh, very admirable all round. Nice one, Craig Harrington. Thanks for telling us about it, sir. Good luck Sunday. Enjoy.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.